Episode 1436, Where Are You, Christmas?
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I pray that you are having a splendid weekend. I've got to tell you, I am just coming off of traveling, I don't know how many hours, like 14, 15 hours, but I'm finally back home. And so my yesterday is now today. Actually, it was my tomorrow is now today, but my yesterday used to be today. Okay, are you confused yet? Let's dive in. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. Where are you, Christmas? For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, I must be real and raw with you. I feel like my eyes are barely open. My leg is tired. Just because one is a little off. My eyes feel like they need to have toothpicks holding them open. But there was something magical that happened as I returned home to my driveway, driving slowly up with my trailer behind me filled with stuff. Why do we rush to Christmas, merging the paper and bows with the Advent season? Where are you, Christmas? A question and song sung beautifully by Faith Hill, written for the movie How the Grinch Stole Christmas back in 2000. Okay, maybe that dates us a few years, just a few. But traveling these past few days gave me lots and lots and lots of time to think. I was in the car a lot. I drove from south to north, north to south, east to west to east, times two or three, somewhere in there. I drove in parking lots. I was stuck at lights. I was stuck in traffic. I was thinking a lot, thinking about the importance of what I do on a daily basis, dreaming about what I should be doing, driving myself crazy for second guessing myself, wondering, where are you, Christmas? With the hustle and bustle this busy time of year, I can't help but ponder how we live the Christmas lifestyle of rush, running, uncontrolled, shadowing hustle. That's all we do, right? Now that hustle, as a verb, this is what it means: to force someone to move hurriedly or unceremoniously in a specific direction, a specified direction, obtained by forceful action or persuasion. What's persuading you this Christmas? That favorite gift that everybody's searching for and already it's sold out on Amazon and every other place you can find? Is it that electronic gadget that you just have to have because if you don't, you're just not in vogue? What happened to the reason for the season where your heart skips a beat and your eyes are brighter than the stars? If we stop long enough to smell the crisp, cool air, maybe we will begin to unlock the magic and wonderment of the gift. Not just the perfect present, the most popular gift on demand, the heart of gold gift that's eternal. Where are you, Christmas? As I drove up to the house after returning from this extended excursion, because remember, I was supposed to come back a day early. Not only was it a day early, but it ended up being a day plus an hour. You see, I'm being real with you. I am recording this today as you listen to it on Sweet Spirit Sunday. Oh yeah, it's very, very early in the morning and most of you are sleeping. And right now I'm looking at the clock and it says 1:36 a.m. I better talk fast or we're not going to get this out in time for you to listen. As I drove up to the house from this extended excursion, moving my daughter once again, visiting with my son and meeting up with my daughter's boyfriend on the road, I couldn't help but see the beauty in the decorations I labored over for days. The lights, reflective throughout the house, a reminder of God's unconditional love. The trees, tall and sturdy, a reminder of God's steadfast grace. The ornaments adorning the branches, a reminder of God's overreaching forgiveness. The reason for the season hasn't changed, but maybe your heart has. It's easy to get caught up in the bows in the paper, the gifts under the tree, the food on the table, the decorations galore. What needs to be captivated is your heart. Stop. Stop for just a moment. Hit the pause button. No more rushing to get it all done. Embrace the value of what this season is showing you. Open your heart to the benefits of this glorious season. Relish the blessings that only the Son of God can bring. Christmas isn't lost. Christmas is within your heart. Fill your heart with love and joy this Christmas season. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.